Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Lotus Channel.
And to a second episode of the Lucid Dream Podcast, season three. I had a hat, ladies and gentlemen. Just realized it's not on my head, ladies but it's over.
No hat.
Isn't that crazy? I'm with hat. Hat! Guys, I found my hat. It's all hot in here. That's probably why I took it off.
Yeah.
But I'm growing back my hair, and I feel like it's getting to that weird length that I don't like it.
Yeah.
But that's, I just...
That's what I thought you were doing, but you never told me. I was just like, I think she's going it out.
I've been told you.
Hmm. I'm going to get on medication.
Well, to say the last time you cut my hair, I wanted to get as much as, like, the color off as possible. Like, because I want to grow it out again. You're like, yeah, absolutely.
It'd be crazy, yo. AD is so fucking funny because people, I will, like, respond to things and think I know what they said and didn't. Didn't.
What was it? It's just, like, you'll have the whole conversation with me.
Yep.
That's a different person now.
Yep.
It was like, yeah.
Different human.
You've shed a layer.
Yep.
Yeah, you've turned over a new leaf.
Yep, I don't even know who that hoe was that you told, but it wasn't me. That was a different version. We have to call my ADD something. I don't know. But that's who you were talking to.
Yeah, your old ego.
Yeah, my old ego. She's very jazzy.
What was it? Like, you know, like Ron has like Ron Page when he goes like, yeah. Like from the Jersey Shore, when he like starts drinking, he gets a little crazy. Yeah.
Snooki has one too.
Yeah, I forget the name. She calls her. She actually has a name for when she goes a little crazy. I just can't. I can't think of it. Mm. It's like I can hear it in Paulie's voice, but I can't picture it.
I do remember like she used to say like, I mean like, yeah, is it? No, she said something else.
It's an ugly name, too.
Do you name cars?
No. I think that's stupid. Because if you get into a car accident, isn't it more like, Tallulah, no! Like, it's so much more intense, right?
Yeah, so I was looking at used cars, right? And I found one that I think I wanted. And I was like, oh, now all I need to do is name her. And Teresa was like, I can't help you. I think that's stupid.
As you guys know, because you've watched, right? We're big old fans of the challenge. Yes. And finally, we have an All-Stars.
Yes.
I feel like it's been a while since All-Stars, right?
I feel like it has too. But honestly, lately, I feel like the challenge and like RuPaul's Drag Race have just been pumping them out. I don't even know what's happening. You can't even tell me.
Because what I think, it's because we had the most recent challenge. And then before that was the CBS one, right?
Yeah.
I think that's why it's been a while since there was an All-Stars.
Yeah, you're right. I think they do main challenge, All-Star, main challenge.
I don't even think there's an USA, order.
And then main. Mm. Well, that's the order I'm thinking happened.
Ah, okay. I was about to say, because I was thinking, I'm like, I don't even, because even like this challenge, the All-Stars one, Cam and Leroy is in it, which I knew Leroy was gonna come back. I knew it. These challenge whores, they're like, I'm leaving, and then they get serious FOMO.
Yeah.
And then they fucking come back.
Yeah, that's really what happens.
Yeah, they Leroy and Cam are here this season, and what was it? This is before their second kid.
Yeah.
So they filmed this the fuck long time ago.
And then they confirmed on Instagram that oh, when you're watching the show that you guys met on before your kid was born, and then and then the show you left for to film right before you conceived the next one. They said something along the lines. It was a big, I can't read either way. So they said something along the lines. So I was like, oh, so they had, it was right after. Yeah. That was a confirmation. And that let me know that it happened like at least like,
summer last year.
Yeah.
The beginning of it.
Yeah. Because, like, I think Cam just had her baby. I think her baby's, like, at least two, 3 weeks. So, had to be, like...
2-3 weeks. Okay.
Or a month or something. I can't remember. I feel like it happened. I feel like she'd been had that baby. I don't know. Time has become a blur. But it had to be filmed a while ago.
Yeah. So, like, the challenge probably had this locked up.
Yeah.
I wonder, it makes me think, like, when did they film, like, like the most recent challenge that like finished, right?
I don't know, because like maybe it's just watching it back, even if it didn't happen that long, even if it did happen a long time ago. But during the reunion, like it seemed like it was still fresh on everyone's brain.
Yeah, fresh on the noggin. Yeah.
Speaking of last season, do you think Jay cheated on his wife?
Jay?
Mm-hmm.
He has a wife?
A girlfriend, excuse me.
Oh, cool. I was about to say.
When I think cheated, automatically I'd be thinking wife. It's Ned's fault.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
I think Jay would stick his dick in anything.
Yeah.
He looks like the type.
Yeah.
He looks like the type that would like stick his dick in a peanut butter.
He looks boring in the face, right? So.
Yeah. So he gets to stick his dick in like interesting places. Just to know what it's like. I don't know if I should put that in, because this is just foul at this point.
now we're just reading that, man.
What was it? I don't like Jay. Emmanuel shouldn't have won Nerys forever. But this season, I think we're it's packed full of people and people with history.
Yeah,
and I'm excited to see it implode
from the second. So before they announced this season and the cast, I saw Laurel going at it with Nicole on Instagram. I was like, oh my God, what's going on here?
Yeah, because like, are we not over it?
Yeah, I was like, why are they still hopped up on it? Oh my God, Laurel, please get over her, please. And then I saw the cast, so I was like, oh, all of a sudden it's Nicole's fault. And I can't put my finger on it. Maybe I just like Laurel, so...
Yes, wounds have been reopened, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first two episodes have been uploaded to Paramount Plus. In the first episode, we see, what was it, Tony's back as well. That I was surprised.
Yeah.
I really thought we weren't going to see Tony again.
I mean, he had all these guidelines.
Yes, he did, right?
Yeah,
like, I'll come back if so-and-so comes back, if like...
Yeah, Kyle's my partner or something like that.
Kyle needs to come back. Not even for All-Stars, just come back.
Yeah.
Talk about the British Kyle. No, maybe, is he British? No.
Yeah.
UK Kyle.
Yeah. Or did Zach say something like that?
I thought it was Cor Maria. But I don't know.
I don't think Zach's coming back.
You don't think Zach's coming back?
I think he revealed...
Because he still yaps on the challenge about the challenge on his podcast.
I think it might be a minute, because I think he said...
He's too busy being a bad father, huh? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm so sorry.
Exactly.
I'm so sorry.
Don't know that for sure. We're just judging him based on one podcast.
We're joking.
You know, who the fuck are we? We don't know, but we're going to judge you from a distance. Otherwise, why are we here?
Of course, yeah.
But I think he said something along in one of his podcasts. He said something along the lines of like one of the producers or whatever did not like him, didn't like his demands. That to me isn't hard to believe, because I just feel like a lot of the times on like reality TV shows, they'd be trying to fuck over the person on the show. Mm. And Zach seems like a bit of a diva. And
Zach is a person that's like 10 toes down on his decision, period, point blank. That's it.
Yeah.
However, I think there's more people I miss on the challenge than Zach.
Yeah,
so
it's fine.
Listen, you can just still yap about it. It's fine.
Yeah. I mean, I enjoy the yapping. So I can.
Sometimes it's funny.
You know, especially when they talk about how Jay looks like his grandma coming. I really couldn't even. I fucking was pissing myself laughing.
Oh, this is also a thing I like. When they go live on TikTok and they're asking for the money, which is fine. Do that. Shit, I might do it. Yeah. But like, if the season is still going on, I'm looking at that like, you didn't win.
Yeah. You lost.
Even like Kylan. And I was rooting for Kylan. I loved him in last season. But seeing him on live... you know, asking for roses and doing the like verses, I was like, this man didn't win, did he?
You know, I don't know if that's a telltale sign, because I think like
it's not Ashley, but I'm two for two. It's funny.
I mean, I think Ashley, who's one of the people to win the most money in the challenge, I love how the people to win the most money on the challenge in one season are both women. Can I just say that? But I think Ashley, she still goes on live.
Mm. Does she ask for money?
I don't know because I scrolled too fast.
I know Melanie. She's a boring person on live though. She just like put on makeup. Thank you for the heart. Touch up. Thank you. Like it's not interesting. She's just sitting there. What's the Melanie? Is Melanie the maybe that's not her name. Best friend with Big T. Is that not her name?
Oh no, Melissa.
Melissa. Fuck.
I'm like Melanie, huh?
Melissa.
Thank you for that heart. I can imagine her doing that.
Yeah.
Honestly, my fucking queen after last season.
Don't you yell at my friend. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a ride or die.
Mm-hmm. No, I also just love how she consistently calls out Jay. Like, that shit really had me pissing and screaming. Like, I was like, tell him, Melissa. But yeah.
But we're talking about All Stars. Yes. What was it? Episode one. Mm-hmm. We get Cara Maria coming back as gag. I didn't think she'd come back for All Stars. I'm surprised.
I mean, I'm not surprised she comes back for All Stars. I'm just surprised she came back in general because she seemed like so. I sold my soul to MTV and I'm above it. Cam's the new challenge person now. But I think her seeing Tori be the new face of the challenge, I think that rubbed her wrong.
Oh, you think Darrell read her down?
Yeah, I think, I mean, honestly, it's what, like, every other cast member is saying.
Oh, my goodness.
Because even Laurel thinks that.
Gag. I mean, Laurel low-key got her own issues with Cara.
Yeah.
The minute Cara annoys Laurel, they're not friends anymore.
Yeah, it's a complicated relationship. But
I don't think that's your friend. I don't care. Like, like the way Laurel's, like, played with Cara, I think emotionally.
Yeah.
I mean, Cara's also not easy to be around, it seems, on the television screen.
Yeah.
I
think that's why they keep clashing. It's because they're both fucking annoying. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I like watching them on TV. I just like, they seem, like, exhausting to be around. I'm just not gonna lie.
Yes. Yes, yeah. They do. Most certainly.
Yeah. But also, you know, it could just be the way the TV paints them. Mm. But
what was it? In the first episode, what was it? I like that TJ went old school coming in on the on his classic bike. Yes. Because, yeah. Like, we were watching it. We're like, you know, we've seen him do so much epicer. But I guess his All Stars, it's old school shit constantly. Yeah.
I love
throwbacks. Oh, yeah. The fucking soundtrack. Yeah, y'all ate that. Y'all sound developers and editors, y'all ate that. Congratulations.
I ate that
up. The songs are so good. They're good throwbacks. Very good throwbacks. It's gag to see everyone there. Like, what was it? Some people are from the original, like, Road Rules season. Crazy. It's been 25 years. We're both 26 for reference.
crazy.
And what was it? Yeah, it's mostly like, I'm gagged to see Cam back.
I'm so
in the
happy.
State that she's back.
Oh, because my God, yeah.
She was saying that she's delivering milk back to her their baby Kingston. And I'm just like, oh, my fucking God.
Yeah, when they said that, I was like, women and uterus holders? Wow.
Crazy.
Killing it.
I would absolutely not do that.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, gosh. No.
And also killing it on the first challenge, too.
Yeah.
I love Leroy. I'm always rooting for Leroy. Cam winning over him.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I just feel like, sorry. Cam is such a smart competitor. She has the social. She has, like, the puzzle. She's pretty, like.
She's pretty?
She's pretty.
She's intimidating.
She's intimidating. I love how Avery was, like, when it came to deliberation, she was like, I'm not voting for Leroy. I'm going to have someone on my bad side whose first name is Killa. I'm okay.
I'm good.
I'm okay.
I'm good. She's so right. Now, I like that they flipped it. I missed that you have to go into elimination to win.
Yeah.
Initially. Mm-hmm. What was it? For the first challenge, it was like putting like the stars in the correct pronged ones. And there's like, I think there was like 12 stars. And the first, like, three women, three men get a star. And you need that star to run that final. Mm-hmm. And to get a star, you have to either win the first challenge and maintain it, or go into elimination and steal. And when you win, steal it. Or what was it? If you steal from the opposite sex, you're able to give it to another opposite sex member. And I like that. I like that a lot. Because, like, some people really, like, skip on going to eliminations, and it's like, so boring.
Yeah.
Like, the last season of the challenge of, like, the you know, the main, like, on MTV challenge, it was so boring because it was the scariest challenge I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It was freaking annoying.
Yeah. It's always, like, watching people get to the end who haven't won a main and who haven't won... Won an elimination. It's just, like... It makes it such a boring season, so I really like the aspect of the stars that, like, at any moment, someone can win one. 'Cause
I would say the last time I was, like, bored about that on the challenge was War of the Worlds 2, when Kara and Polly, like, what was it, steamrolled that season for what?
Yeah.
Y'all threw in all the bitches that, what was it, would have killed that final. Kicked them out for you guys to fail the final. Guys, we wanted to be the ones to fail the final. Yeah. That's when Carmen Maria started getting on my fucking tits.
Yeah, no, that season, it was really bad. I think she...
Bad taste in my mouth. And I still kind of have it sometimes.
I still do. There's been a couple of seasons where Kara has left a bad taste in my mouth. She gives, like, very Taylor Swift feminism. Like, it's not really feminism. It's just...
She's not a girl's girl.
I don't think she's a girl's girl. And she can play like she's won all she fucking wants, but she just 100% isn't to me. That whole, the way she flipped on Ashley for taking the money after, even after hearing what she said, what he said to her, and what he threatened her with, is, like, ridiculous Hunter. To me.
What was it? I think we could have a whole on podcast episode talking about how we feel about challenge episodes.
And Kara. But
What was it? I mean, like, part of me is always rooting for Kara, because I know she's, like, the leading, like, girl challenger.
Yeah.
What was it? I think my only problem with that is that she's not a woman of color.
I mean, like, I do think she...
And I think that's why I love seeing Leroy and Cam back, and they've even said it. Like, when you think of the challenge, you don't think POC when you think of winners. Mm-hmm. And that's... And honestly, Come in correct.
I think the only POC one I can think of is Darrell.
Yes, and that's why POC, that's why we
black one.
What was it? That's why we always ride hard. Every time Darrell's on a season, I don't care. Like, I love Tori. I love what was it? Like, even like Nerys, or like anyone else, even Corey. I love seeing Corey. Corey hasn't won one.
Yeah.
What was it? I know Nelson's controversial, but in past seasons when he's done well, it's like, wow, look at him go.
Yeah.
But when Darrell comes, I'm like, honestly, fuck everyone else. Let's go, Darrell. Yeah. It's really always that.
And you know what? Because also Darrell has, like, a great sense of humor where it's I don't know. It's just so low key. It's just you look at him and all of a sudden he's just.
It's snarky. It's, what was it? It's with the irony and, like, what was it? And he's just so serious. It's just like, y'all think I'm being funny. It's serious to me.
No.
And even when they did the, on the YouTube channel, they've done, like a mini, like little doc series on, like, challenge champs or challenge favorites, like them and their lives and being on the challenge and how to change them and whatnot. I think, what was it? It was only two people of color, right? It was Darrell, and they did one of Big T.
Yeah.
I don't know if they've done any recent ones, but, like, what was it? Yeah.
Yeah, and I also like how Darrell's, like, very family-oriented. It's, like...
It's adorable. I love Darrell.
I will admit, seeing him on the last season of All Stars, it was funny because, like, Yes was like, there's just a lot going on with BLM. I want to support that, and I also want to...
Oh, that was the first season.
Give back to, like, my native community. Darrell, I would like to buy another house.
He's like, God, he's such a nice guy. I really want another house.
You know,
and he's so real
it
for
was
that.
So funny, because I remember we were watching it, and I remember I looked over at you. I'm like, I think Yes is gonna win. I think the universe already.
I remember I was seeing on Reddit, people are like, he's technically giving back just to himself. But going into this challenge and this episode, what was it? Avery got a star. What was it? Rebecca was her name, short hair?
Yes.
Got a star. Car Maria got a star. One of the older guys, oh my God, I think his name's Mike. I don't know his name. Yeah. Got a star. Brad got a star. And what was it? This other individual got a star. I don't know his name, but I know he lost it.
Yes! I know who you're talking about, yes. Yep. You know what's, it's hard because this show has been going on for so long that there's so many people we haven't seen on a regular.
I am obsessed with Miss Flora.
She's funny.
She is hilarious.
So funny.
She's like, I don't know who these people are, but I've shat myself three times. Me. Yeah. That'd be me.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? That'd be me. That would be me, yeah. Bro. And what was it? When she was getting the stars in, she's like, yes, fuck you. That's me. That's truly me. Hold on. Let me get these names in check. Rachel, not Rebecca. It's Rachel. The one with the short hair.
Yes.
And like, I haven't seen her in forever. Like, I don't even remember what challenge she's been on.
I've seen her on the, in the workout videos to work out like a challenge.
Yes. There. Yes. And I didn't click that. Like, even when I saw her there, I was like, she kind of looks familiar.
She's before my challenge time.
She's road rules. She yeah. must be.
I just for context, I started watching the challenge, when Leroy's first season, I believe it was Battle of the Seasons. I watched Leroy's Real World, Leroy and Nani's Real World, and I followed them to the challenge.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
You got me into the challenge. I think yeah. it was 2020. I think yeah. it's funny. I got you into Drag Race and you got me yeah. into the challenge. You're and you're welcome.
Yeah. Thank you. yours is better, but it's fine.
I love the challenge. It's messy. Yeah. It was Brandon. Brandon also got a star. Yeah. And spoiler alert, he lost it. But mm-hmm. like, what was it? Yeah, some of these people have been fucking on here forever. Oh, one person I'm always upset to see
is Veronica. She does not do anything.
I'm fucking tired of seeing Veronica on these damn challenges. And I know this bitch knows it. She's just like, guys, I'm here again. Get mad. I know she knows it.
Because she doesn't, like, try. It's like, even if she does make it to a final, it's just frustrating because you shouldn't have. Like,
Mr. What's his name? What's your name, sir? Keefe? I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. He won the first Road Rules, like the first challenge ever.
Yes. I like him. Well, I do think
when he, what was it? When he like completed the challenge, him getting emotional, I was yeah. like, aw.
Yeah, that made me really like. Yeah, no, I do like him. I do think like all these challengers that haven't been there in a while, some of them think that, like...
Keefla? I'm so yeah. sorry if I'm pronouncing it wrong.
Some of them, like, don't really know much about politicking, and I
feel... Oh, my God.
Like, those are the ones that are gonna... Yeah, I feel like those are the ones that are gonna fall short. Like, I feel like not thinking politicking is important is really strange to me. Watch a few episodes of The Challenge before you get on The Challenge. I strongly also, recommend.
With all due respect, that part, because they come back and they're gagged. Oh, this is a popularity contest? Yes.
Yeah.
You haven't won. And here's...
It's part athleticism, part popularity contest, part strategy.
Politics.
Yeah, politics. And...
Swimming.
Yeah. Swimming. Learn how to fucking swim. It really grinds my tits.
Really chaps my ass.
I think we've said it before on, and I don't know if you haven't watched our past podcast, I'm going to say it again. The challenge and not knowing how to swim is the equivalent of Drag Race and not knowing how to fucking sew.
And I get it. If you weren't participating in that show, you wouldn't be doing those things. Mm-hmm. But guess what? You're on the show.
Yes. Yes. You've been auditioning several times. Even challengers. I know you've been recruited a while ago. Swim.
Go to your local YMCA. Now.
If you get the casting call for The Big Brother and you plan on getting popular on that, know that you're getting a call for the challenge. Start swimming.
You're so right, my goodness. But yeah, like some of these challenges, they're like, I'm here to prove myself. I'm here to do this, that, and the third. I haven't been in decades. I'm like, you know, you can still show this old dog new tricks. Like, they're getting emotional about it. And then all of a sudden, oh, so this is a popularity contest? But, yeah. Like, I don't under, like, you know, why is this brand new to you? You're like, the game has changed so much. And, like, let's see what I got. You haven't, like, y'all haven't, like, prepped yourselves? Like, yeah. Come on now.
Also, I feel like, unlike sewing, swimming is a basic life skill to me. in my opinion. Like, what if there's a tsunami? Bitches, we just ain't swimming.
I don't think a tsunami is, like...
Probably not, but it's fine. What if you're on a boat and it sinks?
I don't know. Some people are just going to die. I think people are just going to die.
Not me, because I know how to swim.
Period. I know some people literally don't have the chance to swim.
I think that's one of the, Well, I mean, like, that's the thing. If you ever, like, get older, you know, I think that's, like, one of the skills that you should try to have. If you ever, you know, find yourself in need of a hobby, I think learning how to swim, if you don't know how to swim,
I think it's because we love swimming, we love pools, we love beaches, so, like, not knowing how to swim, they're just like, we're like, what are you doing? What if they lived in a landlocked, like, state, and, like, what was, or maybe their parents never learned how to swim?
Well, yeah, that's the thing, that's why I said, if you ever get older and you have extra money to join a gym, pick up some swimming lessons.
No, maybe they don't have extra money, that's why they're on the challenge.
Well, yeah, no, oh.
I think we're speaking from a slightly privileged standpoint. However, if you are the select few that get on the challenge, that's why I said try to go to your local YMCA.
Did you know that they sell gym memberships by the month? So if you ever get a locked on the challenge,
just sneak in.
Sneak in. Oh, sneak in.
This is something that's...
Find a friend that knows how to swim and sneak in with them.
This is an East Coast thing, so it may not apply to everybody, because a lot of people on the East Coast for sure have pools. I don't know about anywhere else, but, like, people or young people would, like, hop pools. Like, what was it? Like, in the middle of the night, they would sneak into somebody's pool and swim in it. Do that. You've done that to the local one. But, like, what was
not
it?
Not to A1. We don't know. Oh. I'm not a criminal. I would never. She's not a criminal.
She's not a criminal.
You know what? If anything, I'm not a criminal.
If anything, no one's criminal.
No one's criminal. All right.
But what was it? Yeah. Try break and enter and swim into people's pools. Well, we find Leroy in the bottom. In the bottom two. Up for elimination.
He got lip sync for his life.
And what was it? I knew it's too early. He knows Cam, so she wasn't going through.
Yeah.
I think Ace was the one who said, I don't like going with the grain, so I'm gonna pick Leroy, and I think he picked Derek.
Yeah.
Also. And
the two people told him not to pick.
Here's the thing. I understand, you know, free will and all, being an individual. Congratulations, sir. You don't think Cam is going to lock that in her brain? Like, I'm going to use that next time. Yeah. I'm going to remember my man's name up.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. If I was a man, I'd want to put Leroy down. Yeah. Sure. He's a pretty strong competitor.
Yeah, he's been on more recently.
It's too early. Personally, I would think it's too early to get on Cam's fucking nerve.
Yeah. 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 Cause that's Cam with a man. Cam with a plan. She got a man. His name is Leroy.
She gonna protect her man.
It's
Killer Cam.
Queen
Cam.
Queen Cam.
And Cam can.
If anyone can, Cam can.
Green eggs and ham.
White fish and blue fish. Meg Thee Stallion pops in. None of y'all bitches not gonna do shit. No, that was Cardi.
I was thinking of Bigfoot. Get on your good foot.
Get on your foot.
Sorry, I'm not gonna talk about that.
This is not for today. This episode.
But it is a popularity contest. So they hand model Steven and I believe Tyree. That's his name. Mm-hmm. Are up for elimination.
The way he put in the last ball was really funny.
Oh yeah, because he had him hit him. That was a great strategy move on Steven's part. What was it? Because to like keep him hidden.
Yeah, I couldn't help but feel bad for the what's his name?
Tyree. Tyree, is that his name? Yeah, Tyree. I was rooting for him. I'm not even going to lie.
I was.
I'm not even going to lie.
He seemed nice and genuine.
Because he, like, what was it? He, like, on his last season, he was on many moons ago. Yes. He's like, he went home early, so he wanted to have a chance to be here. And I think Derek, is his name Derek? I think he had a similar sentiment. That's why no one wanted to put him down. But he also had, like, actual, like, connections. Maybe his name's not Derek. What's his name? What's your name, my dude? Nope, not you. You're smiling. You were cheesing at me, not you. Damn. Where's his name?
Yeah, no, I think having connections in the game is so important. I liked hearing, like, Zach talk about it with Horacio. When Horacio was like, I don't like politicking.
No, it is Derek. Got it right.
When Horacio was like, I don't like politicking, he was like, well, when you... Zach was like, okay, come back to me when you lose a couple of them, and then we'll see how we feel about politics.
here's another thing with Horacio. Like, I know we're talking about All Stars, but I want to talk. Like, I feel like if you're too, was it Switzerland about it?
Yeah.
Like, then, like, no one knows where to put you.
Yeah, and so you become the bottom of everyone.
Yes. And I think that's what happened with Olivia. I think Olivia's shit at communication. Mm-hmm. And Horacio's shit at communication. That relationship will not last. Mm-hmm. If you are both shit at communication and stay that way, you are not going to grow together. And that actually goes with anybody.
Yeah.
If you cannot be honest with your ride or die, like you guys were, y'all ain't going to go far. Yeah. Y'all ain't.
Absolutely.
And what was it? I don't know. I feel like that's when, because like... I remember the first time we saw Horacio, we were just like, oh, he's perfect in every way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. But I'm just like, I don't like a motherfucker that doesn't say shit. Stand up for yourself.
Yeah.
Stand up for your girl. Yeah. Like, stand up for yourself. And it's just like, well, it's my work will speak for itself. It doesn't, because you didn't win.
Yeah, no, I really like Horacio.
I do.
I just
got some growth to do.
He does. I feel like communication is so important. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's one thing that's like, would personally get on my nerve if I was his friend, but he seems like just like such a genuine guy that I just, it might be hard for him to stab someone in the back. Maybe that's why he can't get into politicking.
I think the issue is that he's in a game where naiveness does not, you don't go far.
Yeah.
Which is why, like, what was it? On his first season, like, honestly, Olivia fucked him over. Because he really could have won that. They really could have won that.
I did feel bad for Olivia.
I do feel bad. No, this season, she fucked her shit, like, her reputation up badly.
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't feel bad for her this season.
Horacio, like it would have been, like, the first time, like, oh, wow, maybe you can win this game, genuinely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Olivia was like, wait, no, you can't. Something, the challenge gods are like, no, you can't. You got to be a little more grimier. What was it? Steven wins the elimination and he takes Brandon's star.
Yeah.
Brandon is now starless and it's Steven's. And Tyree sashays away. So sad.
So sad. Bye.
The second episode.
Tyler sashays away.
What? Didn't I say that?
Yeah, I said Steven.
But what was it? Second episode.
Ah, the drama.
This is when it starts getting steamier.
What's her name? Because I actually, like, I hate her, but I love her at the same time.
Does it start with an A and end with an A? Ayana.
Yes, Ayana. I hate her, and I love her. Like, I would never want to live with her, but for TV purposes, girl, she must be there.
She is so funny. Well,
yeah.
Getting into the challenge, they have to, like, I wouldn't do this well. Lord, would I not do that? I always, like, think, well, how would I do in this challenge? Even though I'm not, like, a... I'm not an athlete or anything like that, but they have to be in the this van. Mm-hmm. It has a specific name. I'm not gonna remember it because it's not my time. Mm-hmm. And they have to listen to the radio, and TJ gives them clues, and then they have to do math problems to find the code for the suitcase to then make a puzzle, find the puzzle pieces and make the puzzle. And I love TJ's like, we're randomly selecting, but you put Laurel and Ms. Nicole in the same team. I don't know if that's so random or if it's a producer, you know, had a hand in that. Mm-hmm. They worked well together. They won.
They didn't talk to each other, so they didn't they work didn't. Together.
What was it? It was Tony. It was Laurel. It was Nicole in that team. And who was the other kid that couldn't? Jay.
Jay. You know what? He was one of those people I was surprised to see back.
Really?
I thought I would never see him again.
You think he was, like, super embarrassed?
I was embarrassed for him.
Yes. I mean, well, he's coming here to redeem himself. It's just like, people don't even know me by name. They know me, the guy that quit. And yes, I was about to be like, what's his name? The guy who quit?
The guy who couldn't eat it. And Jenna lost her first final.
Tragic.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that was a pretty strong team.
Yeah, they did well.
I mean, but Laurel and Nicole did speak, you know. Laurel told, you know, gave directions out to everybody and
yeah, they did speak.
Like, I would classify it teamwork. Respond. No, I mean, she said okay. I watched it back.
I didn't remember the okay. But I just remember afterward, like, she was like, yeah, we didn't speak to each
other. Oh, yeah, because they were like, see, that's how I know it's not random. The producers produced. Yeah. And they're like, so, like, Laurel, Nicole, you guys worked well together. No, we didn't. Yes, Miss Thing, y'all did. Y'all worked, y'all all. And Tony and Jay are like, well, we worked great together. I don't know about y'all, but me and Tony look. And, like, what was it? Laurel's like, I want nothing to do with her. Nicole's like, I want nothing but happiness for you. La, 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 la. Listen, if it's that deep, you guys obviously got, like, some, like, feeling. And it's also, even in the first episode, the way Nicole talked about it with, what was her name? Chanel? Girl with the curls?
Yeah.
She even talked about it. It's just like, I know something's going to happen there. There's, like, yeah, there's something there.
There's definitely something there. I believe Nicole cheated on Laurel. That's, like, the consensus. Nicole is constantly victimizing herself. She's a real Scorpio. Can't help it. She's just constantly, always, perpetually the victim.
And Laurel's an Aries. So it's whatever Laurel says.
Yeah. This was never going to work out.
So, what was it? We have Miss Tina, Janelle, and who is the other one? They're in the bottom. And the women are the only one that matter because it's a women's elimination.
Yeah.
And Janelle, she's plotting, even though she's making it seem like she's not. Because she's just like, I want to get my star. Just throw me down. I'm making it easier for all of you.
Why should I throw you down, though? Why should I grant you with the access of getting a star?
Here's the thing. She's making it seem like she's doing something honorable. Mm-hmm. And, like, yeah, for some people it might be easy. Yeah. But, like, you got intentions. You want to get your star. And, like, they might not be bad intentions, but they're selfish.
Yeah.
Selfish is not bad. But, like, what if people don't give a fuck about you? Here's my thing. You know, what if people don't give a fuck about you?
No, because, like, yeah, no, I mean, I was saying this as I was watching the episode, like, not on the challenge, don't get me wrong, like, this is just me saying what I would do, but who knows what I would do, but I'd be like, okay, but, like, then everyone was asking, okay, so then, like, who do you want to go down against, and she was like, hey, make that your choice, No. If you want me to send you down, you're going to have to give me more than that, babes.
Yeah.
I need more information.
And the thing is, well, Ayana's, like, friends with Jasmine. Even though the last All-Stars, they got into a heated, and even in the promo, it seems like they're going to also get into another heated discussion. Mm-hmm. But she's friends with Jasmine. She's friends with Tina. So, yeah, Ayana's like, why should I put you down? And, like, I think Janelle, like, alluded that, like, what was it, Jasmine would be an easier, like, person to take out, but she just, like, you guys, like, decide, but, like, I'm advocating for myself to go down. And I think, Ayana's just like, you ain't about to throw my friend down. So that's when she, Miss Thing, started the fibbery.
Yeah.
Started lying.
I like how she fibbed that she was like, I'm lying.
Yeah, in the confessional, she's just like, I know this lie could be a result of my crazy, but let it, you know?
We letting it rock because we're hoping that the crazies today. That's what she
And I love Miss Cam is a true television veteran, because she's in, what was it, when they're at the club, she's in Laurel's ear like, you know, you guys both could go down, you know, wouldn't you just love to smoke Nicole? And Laurel's like, yes, I would. Mm-hmm. And Cam's like, yes, queen, give us the TV that we want.
Yeah,
you're so right. But Ayana on the hate campaign on Chanel is working.
Mm-hmm.
Is working. People are just falling for it.
Yeah.
And like, if people know that Ayana just be saying shit, which we soon saw that, yes, yeah, she just says shit. Yeah. I wonder why people were so inclined to just believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Like Jasmine was so, because like Jasmine, even talking to Cam earlier, was like she's a trip. But y'all believed her like so quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The alcohol could have been running, but still.
I mean, I think the reason why they believed her at this point, like, when you're stuck in a house with just people, like, you're just going to get paranoid. And there's money at stake, so I think people are just getting paranoid. I think when you catch people at that vulnerable state when they have to make a decision, whatever helps them make the decision is what they'll go with.
You're right.
Yeah.
Because, like, what was it? Like, what if, like, how we shit talk Car Maria? Mm-hmm. Like, you're not a girl's girl, this, that, and the third. Maybe she's a girl's girl out of the challenge. Maybe she just hates every girl of the challenge.
Yeah, no. I would like to always clarify. What I say is always what I'm expressing.
Seen on the TV.
On the TV.
That's heavily edited at that.
That's heavily edited. But also, in the reunion, she did text someone and called another woman a thought. So once again, girl's girl, I just still don't see it outside. Anyway, I'm sticking with what I said.
But what was it? When we go into deliberation,
mm-hmm.
everyone's like, you know, they're saying, and once everyone's saying who they're voting for. Mm-hmm. Ayana had her I Had a Dream speech ready. She had her, it was like, what was it? I'm the grocery store. You're going to eat good with me, but it ain't for free. What was it? I am with you to the day I die, until the end, tell a friend. She's rhyming. She's one of those people that like to rhyme.
Viv was like, she's one of those old people that like to rhyme. I was like, yeah, no. She reminds me of my dad. I'm not even going to lie. She's like just saying stuff at
poetry. What was it? She brings out the apples and she's saying, so if I have 5 apples and I take away 3, how much we have left? It turns into a math problem. And
And Leroy is just like,
had enough.
Like, honestly, I just love the cuts back to him. And it's like almost to the point where he's almost laughing. And she's getting so offended by him laughing. He was like, Ayana, but who are you picking? Listen, don't cut me off. First of all, there was a long pause. We all thought you were done.
Yeah. Ayana, who are you picking? And everyone laughed. And she's just like, this is my time. I think it was Carr in the confessional that's just like, or no, or Cam is like, it's been 45 minutes. You've had your time. And she's hit the, I'm reclaiming my time. Like, bro, please. Please.
Yeah, no.
And all of that. She's like, I will never say these other two girls' names. Jasmine. Like, what are we doing?
She was like,
people were like, huh?
But wait, and Leroy, but wait, you said that you weren't going to say Jasmine's name. So are you saying Jasmine's name? Listen.
We need to move on.
Listen, if you want to talk about this, I feel the hostility. If you want to talk about this afterwards, we could talk about it. And Leroy's like.
He's gagged, mouth open. Can't believe it.
I'm just confused.
It's like, I'm asking for clarification because you voted Janelle and said you would never. She said, like, I would never say these people's name in my life if it means everybody dies and everybody dies. Like, oh, so who are you voting for, Jasmine? Like, what the fuck? If I was there, I'd be like, Ayana, I'll never get that time back. Like, I'll never. Yeah. Leroy had to walk away. And I love that.
Cam followed.
What was it? And, like, even, like, they were just like, Leroy, are you okay? He's like, I can't believe what just happened.
Did it start with an A and with an A?
And he's like, yes! Yes, it did.
Because it's like.
Leroy's like, I was looking at the cameraman and he was like, what the fuck?
She need to find a therapist, son. She needs to be on medication.
Because, like, last season, she got in her head, too, right? Yeah. Like, she got a little out there. I won't say crazy, but, like, she was a little, it was really interesting.
It's, like, so funny because she's, like, one of those people who moves with good intentions, but there's something wrong there.
Truly. There is something wrong. Don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. Someone find it. But, well, I think it was Ryan who was like, does it start with an A and end with an A?
You ate that.
And so Janelle has this moment with Tina. And, like, I think Tina's bringing up some good points, but Tina doesn't know how to, like, talk to... She doesn't know how to talk softly to people. I don't want to say she doesn't know how to talk to people. She's not
good at politicking. I think, whatchamacallit.
Veronica said it. Because she was talking to Avery, trying to tell her not to vote for me. And Avery votes for Tina. Listen, I don't like how they did it. It's three girls in a room talking to this girl who's obviously doesn't really have, like, friends like they do. Mm-hmm. And she was, like, telling her, like, if you vote for me, it's not going to bode well for you. I don't know. It's like, it seemed like... I would be like, oh, I feel being ganged up on right now.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, Tina, like, was like telling Janelle, just like, and Janelle's like, you guys vote, just vote for whoever. The thing, like, I don't know why she flipped out like that. I don't know why Janelle flipped out like that. Cause, yeah, like, you wanted yourself to go in Y to get a star. That means you're stealing a star from somebody.
Yeah.
Why would they want to put you down?
Yeah.
So it, like, maybe she didn't think that far about it, but, like, babes, you are plotting, not well, but there's a plot to be made, that being made.
I mean, like, I like how, like, once again, everyone's asking her questions, and, like, if you want something from someone, you have to answer the question. Given, like, if it's, like... something like, you don't know, like if I was me and if me being me and if Janelle was talking to me and asking to be thrown in and I ask you, okay, who do you want to go up against? You know what? I'll go up against any one of them. I don't care. If she said that, I'd be like, okay. But
she eventually got there.
Whose star are you taking it from? I don't know that. I don't know that either.
What's the point of this? What are we talking about, babes?
Okay, so why would I give you a chance to even get a star?
Yeah. And
you're getting a star and I'm not getting a star, babes. I'm doing something for you. I'm like...
And it's also like, who are you politicking? Mm-hmm. Like they people really got to think about this because, like, think who do you want to vote down and you have to talk to the people with the stars? I'm just like, well, if I'm going up against these bitches or, like, who would I... Like, no, I'm like, yeah, you'd have to think, like, who is star is going to be taken? Like, there's more people to politic with.
Yeah.
I don't think Janelle thought, she was probably thinking to her past seasons.
Yeah.
Like, just throw me in, it's easier. And she's just going to come out victorious and be this grand. I don't think she was really thinking that far.
Yeah.
Because when they started asking her, it's just like, well, then who are you going to steal a star from? Who are you going to do this from? And, like, who you want to go against? I think she started realizing that she put her foot in her mouth a little bit.
Yeah.
And then got into the, I'm not a bad person shit, which is, like, annoying.
You don't have to be a bad person.
You don't have to be a good one. What does it matter?
It doesn't matter. Like, all that shit does not matter. There was never a moment where she didn't come across as, like, ungenuine. It just came across as you want dim-witted. Everyone. Yeah. What?
Dimwitted. Like, she wasn't thinking.
I just think, like...
Airhead. Like, you, I don't think she was thinking... Thought
all the way through.
Yeah.
Like, if I were you, if I was maybe Janelle, and she didn't want to... Really was not trying to start any waves, like... Maybe instead of, like, going up to everyone, like, I'll go down, make it easier for you all, put me down. I would have just been, like... when people talk to me, I'd be like, I don't mind going down. That's what it is.
Yeah. See? Yeah, I think, I don't know why people are, like, are still gagged that this play, that this is all politics.
Yeah.
Stop being gagged. It'll take a toll on your mental. If you're not ready for that, then the challenge isn't for you. But you have to think about everything you say and who you say it to and how you say it. You got to. It's a tough environment to be in.
Yeah.
And I guess Janelle especially when Ayana started lying on her name.
Yeah.
And, like, it seems like. Janelle takes herself very seriously. That's okay to do.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, people are going to do anything for money.
Yeah.
Anything. And seeing Janelle quit was really disheartening. Just like, you know, TJ hates quitters. I hate seeing them quit. I wanted to, like, have them, like, see it till the end. Redeem yourself. You could have a chance to redeem yourself. Yeah. Or even, like, what was it? You have a problem with Ayana? Send that bitch down.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe Janelle didn't have a lot of that in her mm-hmm. this season. Mm-hmm. So, all right, babes.
Maybe other things could be going on. It could not yeah. just be this and be other things. And then this happened and it just seemed like it was too much. I mean, that happens. But, I mean, you got to protect your space. I just wish that you would have sent that bitch back in.
Mm-hmm. I do understand, like, even though Ayana's the you know, the perpetrator here. Mm-hmm. But she's right. Like, what was it? Leaving and taking somebody's, like, place. Like, what was it? Like, somebody else who could have, like, gone all the way through, or at least up until mm-hmm. whenever happens. Like, yeah, that's my sentiment, too, because this is a chance to win money.
I mean,
sometimes I feel that way. Depends how they leave.
I get feeling that way, but like I said, I don't know what else is going on at home. And yeah. I also think it's funny because, like, you know, I hate using this word, but let's take it for what it is. It really is rich coming for someone who really just bullied someone out.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's what you did. You lied on someone, you affected their mental health so much that they left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's moments like on Dirty 30 when Ashley left because her mm-hmm. luggage was missing. I think that's when I was something just like, that's a little annoying. I mean, like, all I can do is take it from face value. It's unfortunate that it happened, but if it's a mental health thing, then yeah, get the fuck out of there, yeah. bro. Because then, like, God forbid it gets worse, or like, you know, if you can't, I don't want to say handle, but if like that situation is like you can't like get down with, it's not gonna get better.
And to be honest, like, especially in a reality TV show like this, where a lot of them is like, where a lot of them have been on for like a while, a lot of them have other things going on. I don't think any of them like except for maybe, like, Tony, whose house got fucked up. But once again, I see Tony doing promotions, and I don't think...
I mean, I think what was it? Too. I mean, it always depends, like, what was...
So I don't think she needed the money like that. I don't think anyone who they would have called would have needed the money.
I think it is rich that we have this little moment with Nicole and freaking Laurel. Like, I think... Nicole is not gonna be straightforward or own up to verbatim to the way Laurel wants. And I think Laurel has to be, I don't know her very well, but sometimes people won't get closure and you also have to be okay with that.
Yeah.
I think what she's looking for in Nicole, even from the beginning, like when they first started hooking up, Nicole was never going to be that person, partner or whatever.
Yeah.
It seems like Nicole always wanted to just have fun.
I mean, it's just so tough because, like, I mean, I wouldn't know what this is like, but it seemed like Nicole for Laurel was a Laurel's kind of, like, awakening to something. Mm-hmm. So I get, like, why she wants to, like, fall back into that all the time. Maybe it's, like,
it's like first loves are, like, hard to, like, yeah. let go of because they were so, like, impactful. It was a milestone mm-hmm. for some people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your firsts are milestones.
Yeah.
So,
Well, I don't know if it was her first love, per se, but I know it was her first, like, love, like, with a woman. So, I could see how that...
It must be different.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that's, like, a different experience. Like, that awakened something in her. So, I'm sure, like, she probably wants to fall back into that.
And I'm sure Laurel being tough. A very proud person, yeah. like, what was it? She, like, really, like probably opened up in ways she didn't know she could.
Yeah.
So, and Nicole being a water sign, or, like, at least I would love to know the rest of Nicole's chart.
Yeah.
What was it? She's not... good with her emotions. So she was probably tired of Laurel. I know that's harsh to say, but she was probably tired of Laurel. Mm-hmm. Didn't know how to tell her, but she wanted to have some fun.
Yeah. And, you know, as a fire sign, I wouldn't have taken that mm-hmm. lightly as well.
Because Laurel's
I get Laurel's perspective on it, I'm going to be honest, if somebody does me wrong, like, do I move on from it? Yeah. But when they show back up in my life, a part of me is still going to be irritated by that. And just that one thing that you did fucking wrong. And it's hard to move on from, especially like when they're back in the house with you and you just keep thinking about it and thinking about it. You know what? This bitch really fucking wronged me.
Dog.
She fucking wronged me. And the fact that she's so fucking ignorant.
And not, or at least not, yeah, not the sorry that she wants. Because she wants her to be sorry, sorry. Because like, even like, and Nicole's like, I'm sorry what I did to you. It's just like, well, what did you do? I don't think Nicole is not going to give you that. So like, it's a hard thing to do, but that's something you got to let go. And it seems like she's not going to.
No, she seems like, I want to know what else is in Laurel's chart, because I wouldn't even be talking to her.
Yeah,
I'd be like, yeah, no. But I am petty in the sense that I'll constantly be like mentioning it. I'm like, yeah, well, you know, we're in this challenge together. I'm just so happy Laurel can find, I'm just so happy Nicole can finally get up off of other bitches to get here in this place where we could do this. I would be mentioning it constantly. And I would be laughing too. I think I'd lock eyes with you and you'd be like, I'd be like, bitch, I said it again. I'm so funny.
But Laurel's not over it, no.
No, she's not.
And lucky Tina, since, what was it? The people that were voted down was Tina and Janelle. Janelle left. Mm-hmm. And none of the star, or no, none of the winners, because if you're a winner, you can go down if you want to get a star. Laurel and Nicole didn't want to go down, so Tina was able to steal a star by default. Mm-hmm. And she stole Avery's, because Avery voted her in. So... that's the tea.
And
it is what it is.
That's the tea, honeybee.
I just want to see, because like we see in the promo, Kara and Laurel and Nicole argue at it. We see Ayana with Jasmine again arguing. That is what I'm here to see from the challenge. Yay. Punch each other in the face. No. Yeah. What was it?
I do think Ayana eventually is going to get herself sent home, because, like, being on Cam's bad side, that's a bad idea.
I don't think she's on her bad side as of right now. I think Cam...
it seems
like it. Cam finds her annoying.
Yeah.
And I think Cam can see is just like it's coming from a good... it's like a busy idiot. You work hard in the wrong places, yeah, type shit. And I think Cam is seeing... She's annoyed by her right now, but I also, yeah, I see it. It's gonna happen. Ayana's gonna like overthink the game and think she's playing 5D chess when everyone just finds her annoying.
Yeah.
All right, guys. At the end of every episode, we do a quick little tarot read. It could be about the episode. Could be about your day. Ooh, could be about the week.
Next episode.
What do you think?
The next two.
The next two. Okay. Next two episodes of the challenge.
Let me find a specific person. I'm going to do, like, Ayana. Because she was really killing me. Oh, girl, she funny. She's good TV.
It's like, I'm loyal to the end, tell a friend. I'm the grocery store. You going to eat good with me, but ain't going to be for free.
Yep. She reminds me of someone. Oh, yes. Yeah, so remember when Gia Gunn...
I remember Gia Gunn.
Do you remember when Gia Gunn had that thing with Pheromone? And Mo Hart said, they said, I know you guys love her because she's good TV, but she works up my nerve to be around all the fucking time.
Yeah.
America, please. yeah, she reminds me of that in the sense that Janelle was like, the girl with the curls, she was like, I know you guys find your fun at home. Living with her is a different beast.
That's how I feel about, like, Josh. Like, you know, he came from Big Brother. What was it? It was like, what's 3 times 8? Josh. I think he's hilarious. Because I love when people mess with him.
Yeah. It's judgment.
Judgment. Interesting. Mm-hmm. So who do you think is being judged here?
I'm going to go with Ayana. I do.
So you think next episode she's going to have some trouble?
Yeah. I think what goes around always comes around.
I think when this goes up, that episode will already be out. So let's see if it comes true.
So yeah, after
After you watch the third episode, recap with us about the first episodes.
We probably not going to be the next week. Probably going to be the week after we'll do the last two.
I mean, just watch some girlies talk about, the previous episodes.
Yes.
Thank you guys for watching and listening. And
thank you for dreaming with us. Bye.